Hello there, and welcome to another edition of iWake. Before kicking off today's show, I have a little announcement to make. Just yesterday, I started doing this new feature for iWake Again members that I wanted to let everyone know about. The majority of iWake shows are scripted. I write out pretty much everything I say here. So I am now offering to iWake Again members every transcript or every script that I write for the show. Everyone will be that signs up for iWake Again will have a link to have access to all of those and even see the shows I'm currently working on. You can see as I'm typing new links and stories what's going on with tomorrow's show. So that's a benefit that you will have now as an iWake Again listener. So that's just another thing I'm doing for that. You can sign up and get more information about that over at iWakePodcast.com/again. And with that said, today's show I'll be discussing iCloud and the Mac App Store with Timothy that I know over from the International Mac Podcast. It'll be about a 20-minute conversation, so I hope you enjoy today's show. And I'll be back tomorrow for another edition with another interview. So with that, let's get into the interview for today. I'm here today with Timothy Gregoire, and I know you from a couple different places, most notably the International Mac Podcast, where we are the two Tims.
Yep, always makes it a little interesting.
Yeah. I was listening live a little bit. I think it was yesterday when you guys were doing it. It was a good show. But anyways, we're here today to discuss the Mac App Store and iCloud. Now, I had this idea when Mountain Lion came out that since it seems like Apple's moving this direction, that everyone, you should all be using the Mac App Store, you should all be using iCloud to store your documents and things like that, that this is where we should be going. And I'm just curious where everyone else is with this. So I did a show yesterday about my approach, and basically I'm all in with Mac App Store. I've repurchased a bunch of apps, and I have about 5 or 6 apps that aren't in the App Store. Everything else is now. And I'm using iCloud pretty much as my main thing these days. So first off, Mac App Store, where are you with all of that?
I download anything I can from the Mac App Store. There are still a few apps that for different things I do for churches and things like that I have to have apps that come outside of it. The two most notable, one is MediaShout. I don't see them ever moving to the Mac App Store. Another one is Arc for Awana record keeping, since I'm club secretary for the Kids Bible Club at our church, and that's the app I really have to teach a bunch of people how to use. But besides that, most of my apps now come from the App Store. I mean, I'm not to the point where I won't buy something if it's outside of the App Store, but I do prefer to buy it there for the updates and things like that, if possible.
Yeah. Something I noticed myself doing is I actually went through my whole Finder and saw, you know, which apps are on my Mac, which ones are on the Mac App Store. And the ones that weren't, are you going through and seeing if there's a replacement version of that, like something that provides similar functionality that's in the Mac App Store? Or are you going to wait for a future?
Somewhat.
Yeah.
Somewhat. I haven't been on the Mac ridiculously long. I came back over in November 2010, and the Mac App Store came out shortly after that. So
Came out a little, awesome.
Little later the next year.
You don't have all the legacy stuff that all us old Mac users have.
See, no. When I started buying a lot of apps, that was really when the Mac App Store came out. So, like 1Password, I didn't have to rebuy it, as I had already had it in the App Store. And I know the big app that people complain about not being in the App Store now, and I understand why, is Text Expander.
Yeah.
Because I switched between so many computers, I don't use it. So that's one less thing there.
Yeah, they have I'm not sure how they sync, but I thought they had iCloud sync or whatever. I bought the Mac App Store version, even though I own the non-Mac App Store version, even though there's a new version out. But they still have it for sale, and I figure I'll stay with the old version. It's not going to be as good as the new version, but it's going to be the Mac App Store. It'll be the easy install. It'll be all that kind of great stuff that comes along with it. And perhaps, you know, a couple of years along the line, Apple will rethink things, and I'll get that update. But it is a weird thing where there's apps that can't be updated anymore because of the sandboxing.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a lot of apps that are just, that's the final version for the App Store until Apple rethinks things.
Definitely. I think Apple should look for other solutions. I understand why they're doing the sandboxing, definitely from a security standpoint, but
they should. I think the solution would be, it would be more rigorous, like, interview process, sort of like, you're a develop this mm-hmm. app, we certify as having more access than most apps do, and it's like a different level of scrutiny that they go through, perhaps.
Definitely. As working on a couple of apps, I would definitely be willing, if my app would not fit in the App Store restrictions, I would definitely be willing to go through more security scans, things like that with it, to be sure to get into the Mac App Store. That would not be a problem.
So
now, some would obviously complain, but...
Yeah. With so you have two apps, really, that aren't in the Mac App Store. What do those apps do, exactly?
MediaShout is a media presentation app that I use mainly in churches. You see where we have different lyric projection things and different backgrounds, and we'll put Bible verses up on the screen. MediaShout handles all that. I think of it as Keynote or PowerPoint with the database behind it, because the issue is when you have a bunch of different songs and things, you end up having files everywhere. Instead of MediaShout, it focuses around a script, and you basically drag songs in from the database into the script in the middle of the window.
Okay, that's pretty cool. And the interesting thing is, we're both named Tim, and we both work for churches. Like, my day job is actually doing full-time media stuff at the local church here in Hawaii. So mm-hmm. I find that kind of ironic, to say the least.
Definitely.
Where are you based out of? I forget.
Right outside of Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Okay. A side note, my sister just a couple days ago moved to New Orleans for her, post-college job thingy.
Yeah, it's about an hour and a half south of here.
Yeah, so yeah, small world. Anyways, so when you do you upgrade the Mountain Lion yet?
I've been using it as my primary OS since Developer Preview 4.
Nice. Yeah, I always had it on the side as like it was there, but I never ran it full time until it came out in the App Store. Just because I was having some bugs with Final Cut in the earlier builds, and that mm-hmm. couldn't happen for what I do.
Yeah, my reasoning for that was right now I'm learning Objective-C for a couple of different projects I'm working on for possibly Mac and iPad, and I figured I'd better just go ahead and learn on the newest SDK, the newest operating system, so I don't have to go and relearn everything in a month's time.
Oh, sure.
And so when it was stable enough, I immediately
really
jumped.
Is a solid release. Like, it's fantastic. For Gatekeeper, what are you using, the default setting, or what are you using for that?
I do have the default setting, and... I don't think MediaShout was signed. I don't think they have a developer ID or anything, but the good thing with that is it assumes anything you already had on your Mac is safe, so I wasn't even annoyed by that.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been annoyed by it, except I tried to install the TalkShoe client yesterday, and that just was all sorts of problems, because then I wanted Java as well. It's like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
Java, and it's not signed, all that kind of stuff. Basically, I mean, with most of your apps being in the App Store, you could buy a new Mac, you know, tomorrow and just log in and be up and running.
I actually tried that a while back. I did a clean install of all my applications, and I was able to bring everything back from the App Store within a couple of hours of waiting on the download, and between that and Dropbox. Besides that, the only two things left to do were copy over Aperture from the external drive and my iTunes
Aperture library. Yep.
Yes.
So, so iCloud's the next topic here. So we have Mac App Store, and then we have iCloud, and both of those are very much connected. And the cool thing is, we don't have Time Machine backups in iCloud quite yet, but once all of our apps support iCloud, it would just be system preferences that really aren't in that backup thing. Because if you're using iCloud apps on the Mac, once you log in, you'll have mm-hmm. all your documents. So, I mean, it seems like Apple's moving away from the need for us to backup, even though Time Machine did get better in this latest version.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm still the type of person that I'm going to keep two or three backups around no matter what, clones, that type of thing. But it's definitely good for people that I help out, for them to be able to just tell them, okay, iCloud backup, it's you don't have to touch it. You don't have to remember to do this.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, my parents would get real use out of that. Are you a
Definitely.
Single Mac machine person, or do you have multiple?
Yes, my MacBook Pro is my only computer I really use.
Okay, cool. Yeah, it becomes really cool when you have like a couple computers and you have cloud tab syncing and the text edit, that kind of stuff.
Well, even without going too much in NDA here, even between iOS 6 on my iPad and Mountain Lion on the Mac, that works really well.
Oh, yeah. It was kind of funny. A lot of people said, why have this in Safari for Mountain Lion if iOS 6 isn't out yet? It's like, there are some people out there with two Macs that would actually get use out of that right now.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It is kind of teasing people that, like, oh, it's coming for the iPhone pretty soon.
It is.
Yeah, so I'm looking over what iCloud can be used for, and the list is just gargantuan. It's like, I don't know, it's a whole, like, huge thing. So you have documents, you have music match, you have email, contacts, mm-hmm. calendars, reminders, goes on and on. Are you using it for your documents much, or are you sticking with Dropbox?
Everything, basically, if it's anything I'm working on currently, it's in iCloud. If it's something that I've done before really iCloud came along, it's all sitting in Dropbox still. I have a 23 gigabyte free account on Dropbox that referred so many people.
Yeah, mine's so around 10 or so, and it's, yeah.
So, yeah, I'm looking at my documents folder here. There's nothing in here besides a couple of things I've saved out of MediaShout. Besides that, everything is in Dropbox.
Yeah, the when I upgraded the Mountain Lion, what I did is I went, the next day, I went through my entire Finder and found all my documents that I had on my MacBook Air and saw what app is this for. So my text documents I threw in TextEdit, my PDFs and some random images that aren't iPhoto or whatever went in the preview. And I'm now down to a very clean Finder. It's kind of odd. It's like I've got nothing on the hard drive now except for apps.
I'm hitting that limit solely for video editing and stuff. The stuff I'll do for churches in between iMovie and that kind of thing, I'm starting to hit my limit there, so I may have to get a bigger internal drive. But none of that really needs to be in the cloud.
Yeah,
the big thing
that's another
I put in Dropbox is the final file.
Yeah, with final, I do Final Cut Pro 10 stuff, and it seems that video and photo type stuff, will we ever reach a point where that's going to be an iCloud thing? Will we ever have like a iPhoto library in the cloud that we can pay for the storage, or what do you think the future of that's going to be like?
I could see it maybe for iPhoto and iMovie. I don't really see it for Final Cut Pro and Aperture because, I mean, you see Apple kind of moving away from the pro market more towards the prosumer.
Well, the interesting thing is, isn't the Aperture library and iPhoto library exactly the same now?
They're supposed to be, mine aren't.
Oh, well.
I do some smaller, basically Aperture for me is archive because
yeah, but
around 20,000 pictures, iPhoto starts to choke on it and it can't really handle it.
So you're saying you have two separate libraries that you've created yourself?
Yes.
Right. Okay. Cause I know they do share exactly the same file structure now. So you can actually open one and the other and you can switch back and forth as often as you want.
They can. I probably will set that up at some point, but for now it's still separate.
Yeah. That'd be one thing I'd love to have an iCloud, my entire iPhoto library, because I've lost that numerous times and had to restore from lower res Facebook images and things like that sometimes. And, you know, same thing with iTunes in the cloud. It was a real magical thing for me that I've got a work computer. I'm able now to, I was able to just log into my work computer in iTunes and stream or download every song in my library. And I kind of want that for photos.
Oh, yeah, I'm just afraid with my 80 gigabytes of Aperture library, that could take a while.
Yeah, probably a bit. So
that's why I'm saying Apple might hold off a little while on that one.
Yeah, if you get the Google Fiber, you know. We should have the Apple Fibers, you know. So besides documents, which nothing with documents. Are you, do you think you'll ever take the time to actually go through all, you know, your Dropbox and see which ones are iCloud appropriate or... Are you going to keep the ones that are there, or what's your approach?
I'll probably just leave that, as most of them in Dropbox or archive, but if it comes to a point where I need it somewhere, it'll definitely be in iCloud, if nothing else, for a backup, where if I'm gone somewhere, I can always access it from my iPad without an issue.
Have you noticed any frustration with TextEdit and Preview not being on iOS?
TextEdit I use mainly if I'm opening up, maybe editing a WordPress file or some XML document, something like that, so not really. If I'm actually doing some simple writing, I would just use IA Writer.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. Like, I would totally use TextEdit if it was on iOS, but now they don't have that yet. I think it may be in iOS 6. That's kind of like perhaps like a last-minute feature they'll add. Like, ooh, we're adding this. Because it seems to be a weird thing that we can't open these documents on our iPad and iPhone. So, like, I use IA Writer now, and I'll probably use Pages a lot more because it's everywhere.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And, well... I refuse to install anything Microsoft on my system, so I've stuck with Pages since I came over to the Mac.
Likewise. And then
three years of Vista.
I have PDF Pen now because they've got an iPad version of that, and they also are working on like an iPhone read-only thing.
Yeah, same here. I have PDF Pen. It works really well.
So, yeah, I mean, it's kind of funny. It's like If it's not on the iPad, I got to find something that works with my Mac too. So besides that, are you using iCloud for your email and all that kind of stuff, or are you sticking with a different service for that?
I do have my domain service with HostGator for any type of email questions that may come in. That's the email address I really give out to everybody. But for any other emails, for accounts and that kind of thing, it's all in iCloud. It's all with my @me.com address.
Very cool. Yeah. And another thing I had a question about, I found myself personally, you know, using more of the native apps than I ever have in the past. I'm using Reminders a fair bit. I'm using Notes a fair bit. I think I'm going to be moving away from Instapaper pretty soon because I've found the offline reading is just so well done with these latest OSs. Do you find yourself in a similar situation where the Apple apps are actually getting good enough to use?
Definitely. I use Reminders and Notes straight out of the box without an issue. The only real Apple app that I don't take advantage of on the Mac is Mail. I just leave Mail set up on my iPad and iPhone. Is all I really need.
That's kind of funny that you say that, because I was the same way up until Lion. Like I've been using the Mac since Tiger. So from Tiger, the Snow Leopard, the Mail client has always been more or less lackluster. And it's finally been good enough for me to use. So you're using what instead of it?
I just don't have Mail set up on the Mac at all.
Do you answer email on your Mac, or is that like iOS?
If I really need to, I'll log into the web interface.
Interesting. That's really interesting to me, because when I want to respond to email, I'd much prefer the Mac.
I do have a keyboard for my iPad, though, so that helps out with that.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. I used to have one of those great setups where I was surrounded with devices and I could just, you know, boom, type stuff away. So besides all that, let's see. I think that's about it. I've got a few other questions here. Let's see. As far as storage with iCloud, are you still in the confines of the 5 gig free account? Or are you moving past that?
I'm still in the 5 gig account. The stuff that I'm storing up there are not huge files, like keynotes, maybe be 20 or 30 megabytes each. So I'm sure I'll end up hitting it at some point, but I'm not quite there yet.
Yeah. Another thing is iCloud apps are pretty limited right now as far as the numbers of apps that are out there. What apps are you most eager to see made for iCloud? One that comes to my mind as an example is, I'd love if a developer made like an iDisk for just storing whatever kind of file I want in iCloud. Are there any apps like that come to mind?
1Password. And we've kind of heard that is coming through several people.
Yep, we have.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Let's see, looking through a list here. That's really the big one. Besides that, just looking through everything here, that's the big one. Yeah. What would be awesome in the future is if Apple maybe implemented iMovie or GarageBand in the cloud and got rid of the 5-minute limitation on GarageBand on iOS.
Yeah. Oh,
that would really be nice for different video and projects and that kind of thing. Is you can already transfer projects from Mac to iOS.
Or, you can, yeah.
Yeah, and through iMovie anyway.
And iMovie too, yeah.
Yes, just bring that to iCloud.
Yeah, it'd be nice, yeah. And the thing is, if they open this stuff up to like iPhoto in the cloud, we'd be paying Apple for more storage. So I think it's going to come at some point.
Oh, yeah. I think Apple's got to get a little better with their online server reliability before they get to that too.
Right. Yeah. So any other thoughts on iCloud or the Mac App Store?
It's definitely exciting where it's going, and I'm ready to see developers really take full advantage of it.
Yeah, it really feels like with Mountain Lion, we're at the beginning of all this. Like, it was kind of in beta, I felt, in Mountain Lion and Snow Leopard, and now it's a real product.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So it'll be an exciting few years. I'll be curious to see with 10.9 and 11, whenever they go to that, what the future of the Mac will be, if it's going to be all Mac App Store apps, because I'll be ready when it comes, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
So where can people find you online?
Links to everything I do is at thechurchtechgeeks.com, and I won't spell out my last name. That'll be interesting.
Awesome. Well, I will link to that in the show notes, and thanks again for your time today.
All right, no problem.
Well, that was the interview I had with Timothy. And once again, I'll be back tomorrow with another interview about the Mac App Store and iCloud. Hope you're enjoying this series I'm doing here. I'm having a lot of fun recording these. Sorry if you're expecting news this week. It'll be a little bit different of format this week. So with that said, you can find more information about this over at iWakePodcast.com and more information about iWake again over at iWakePodcast.com/again. I also have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/TCHATEN. Thanks for watching or listening. I'll be back tomorrow for another edition of iWake. Aloha.